Welcome to Pork Fried Dice, a podcast in which a group of friends play Dungeons & Dragons together, facing the horrors of the fantasy world before them with unflinching solemnity and stoicism. Or not. Featuring Katie as Will, Greg as Lank, Abby as Rafina, Alex as Batwack, and Eric as Nick and as Dungeon Master. Hold on to your haversacks. Let's roll.
I'm going to, if I may, push the cloth off with the end of my pike.
All right. You reach out with your pike. You give it a little pike poke. You're able to convince the cloth to slither off of what is placed there.
It's made of snakes.
Yep.
The cloth is made of snakes.
Giant snakes.
Oh, shit.
To the floor, and beneath it you see the severed head of Will Pompeian.
What? What?
We'll go back to Will.
I'm not even there.
Oh. No, you're not.
Wait, but hey, Link, I'll be right back.
Link's going to turn around and sprint after Bathwack.
Oh my god.
I want to go get Will.
It doesn't look like stone. It looks like a regular human
head.
It looks like it is
Will Pompeian's severed head.
I wish I knew about it. I would like prestidigitate myself to look like I'm headless standing outside the door.
You don't.
I can't. I know. I don't know that, but I would totally.
But you are standing outside the front door. Are you just waiting?
I think that like just seeing, well, did I actually hear Rafina? We made a joke that
I'm assuming she's probably not trying to be quiet, so you could have heard what she had said.
And all I hear was, did I get bit by anything? So I don't really hear her talking to anyone.
You don't know that I'm talking to someone.
Earlier you heard her yell for Lank at one point.
I feel like one of the things I kind of wanted to do was like just look outside at the facade of the outside of the.
Okay.
Just because he's Will is looking around and looking up at the windows, seeing if he can see anything, that kind of thing. So just kind of wandering around.
Just the front? Do you go around the sides or anything?
No, not too far.
Okay.
I don't, like, trust anything right now. Will's in such a foul place. So it's just kind of wandering around the grounds, but not too far. Around the grounds right to the left of the staircase and looking at the outside of the house, just seeing what I can see. I have to roll something?
No, I mean, you can see. I mean, this side of the mansion seems to be in much better shape than the other, the right side.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you maybe see a broken window here and there. If you look way, way up to the top on the left tower, you think you can maybe make out the tops of some sort of armament, maybe like a ballista or something like that. You can't see it on the map.
Okay.
I'll take my word for it. There's like the round tower sort of on the leftmost side.
Mm-hmm.
Above that, you think there's something like that.
Okay.
Otherwise, you don't make out any movement or there's nothing out of the ordinary. It looks like a very quiet, you know, you don't see any signs of habitation or anything like that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
I look at Esmeralda, too, making sure she's not killing anybody.
Esmeralda.
Esmeralda.
She's making out with Bernard.
Esmeralda. Making out with the bear.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, good
hardcore.
For her.
Yes, that's hardcore.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, Rafina. You have just healed this complete stranger, armed in front of you. Your healing energy washes over him. You see some of his wounds close up. His breathing gets a little less ragged. He says, well, thank you.
You're welcome.
It's been so long since I've seen a friendly face.
What? Oh my goodness, so what are you doing here? Did you hear us knocking?
I heard something. I was afraid to come out. As you could see, I mean, still not in perfect shape, but I was certainly not able to defend myself against any enemies.
What injured you?
My name is Savid. I was out in the woods. I was searching for a lost girl when I was assaulted by twig blights, needle blights.
Oh!
A mob of them accosted me. I was.
How
severe...
long ago?
This was yesterday.
Yesterday.
And I was forced to take refuge here in this place.
Have you seen anything alive in here since?
Not yet, thankfully. I mean, tales tell that this place is haunted by spirits. So I was a bit hesitant to enter, but I had no other choice. I will be taking my leave here as soon as possible.
I'm here with a company of a few other people. Creatures, things. And
I'm a thing. I'm the thing one.
We're trying to heal a friend of ours that I won't tell you about him quite yet. But we're looking to heal him, and we're trying to figure out what's going on here. A big dragon took our big skull that was also a dragon skull. This is probably not reassuring to you at all. But we are exploring. Do you know anything else about this place?
Well, certainly. I mean, this is Argonvostholt, the home of Argonvost. He was a silver dragon centuries ago that liked to assume human forms. This was where he dwelt.
So that's why he has so many different busts on the front, in the front hallway.
I didn't look. I mean, they're probably all him. Dragons are proud creatures often, so...
Are they alive?
Most likely.
Are those, like, his faces that he would actually assume? Or are those real busts?
Again, I didn't look. I rushed in here and found this to be a relatively secluded room, and I've been hunkered down here. I don't know, but I would assume so.
Tell me your name, again.
Savid.
Savid. Yes. I'm going to forget it. Okay, Savid.
Just tells him right to his face.
Yeah, I'm gonna forget it.
You gotta forget it.
I'm terrible with names.
But said in a tone of voice that's almost reassuring, like, yeah. I won't remember your name.
I'm very judgmental about people's names, so I might change it at some point. Don't be offended.
But yeah, I mean, yes, I mean, he led a group of knights called the Order of the Silver Dragon. They gave shelter to refugees who had come to the valley to escape Strahd's army. He was a powerful force against Strahd, but eventually they were overcome. They slew the dragon, the order was destroyed and dispersed, and the mansion here was sacked.
This sounds like a dragon that I like. He sounds like a good guy.
He's not around now, so...
Right, well, do you want to eat some food?
I mean, he's kind of getting to his feet.
Are you about to leave?
He does. Yeah. He says, "Yes, I really do not want to stay here. There's stories that the ghosts of the dragons still haunt this place, and I do not wish to be around if that's true."
What about the girl that you were looking for?
I don't know. I need to get back to my home and but rest.
Who is the girl you're looking for?
Well, I mean, if you want to keep an eye out, her name is Arabelle. She's a young Vistani girl. They're camped, you know, with us, southwest of Valaki.
Are you... What kind of elf are you?
I'm a dusk elf. You're not familiar?
No, I'm not familiar. Very nice to meet your acquaintance. Are you worshippers of the Morning Lord?
We believe in... different types of gods than this Morning Lord or Mother Night. I remember times when before these were even ideas here in this valley.
I see. Heretics. No.
but really, I mean, if you want, we can continue this conversation outside, but now that I'm feeling a little better, thanks to you, I mean, I really do... I'm not comfortable here.
All right, very good. Let's head back outside.
Okay. So he's going to head back towards the front door. We'll go back upstairs to Bathwack and Lank, who I guess you said are rushing downstairs now?
Yeah, rushing. I'm rushing to find, I don't know what Bathwack's doing, but probably weapon out, running to find Will.
Okay. Are you going to head back the way you came? If you look towards the, what is that, west... you can see a hallway extends, you think, back out towards the balcony, so it's technically a little shorter that way if you wanted to complete the circuit.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. As I round the corner to go around the stairs, I'm going to look over my left shoulder through that gap in the wall into the adjoining room. Just want to get a quick glance.
Wait, where?
There's a hallway that extends south or something.
To the
there's
south. Oh, like wall. Near the top of the stairs? Okay.
Yeah. So I'm not going there, but I'm rounding the corner and I'm on my way down.
Before you head down the stairs, you can peek around that corner. Yeah. It's also flanked by busts on pedestals of handsome men.
Okay.
You can look down that hallway and you see a hallway extending out. There's a doorway open on the left, and then basically the hallway just extends into nothing. It's shattered and it's open to the elements there. Looks like it had that part of that whole end of the building you'd seen it when you were outside had collapsed below.
Oh, so okay.
If you had looked up specifically, you could see kind of the end of that hallway from outside.
Huh, okay.
But you're a story up. So you guys are headed down the stairs?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. You come down the stairs towards the foyer and you encounter a dark-skinned elf heading towards the door. Looks like he's taken some licks, but he's heading out, followed closely behind by Rafina.
Rafina, have you seen Will?
Ah! This elf turns and whips out his sword and is pointing it at you.
This is one of my friends, Savid, Sabid.
No, my name's Lang. We've met many times.
This is Lank, he's so funny.
Oh, okay. Yes, if you're a friend of Rafina's, then you're certainly a friend of mine. She helped me. I was in a bit of a bind, but I was actually on my way out. Sorry to
me too.
React. So.
Rafina, is Will outside?
I believe he's still outside. We were on our way out there.
Okay, Lank sprints past.
Okay. He actually kind of keeps, now that nobody's stopping him again, he actually keeps pace, casts a look over his shoulder at this hulking dragonborn turtley man before, heading out the door as well.
That's Bathwack, by the way.
He doesn't hear you. Alright, so, Lank's heading outside, the Dusk Elf, Savid is heading outside, looks like Bathwack's heading outside, is Rafina heading outside?
Yes.
Okay. You're all outside. You see this gaggle of people, Will, sort of falling out the door. No, but kind of come rushing out the door.
Rushing out the door?
Lank at least seems to be in a pretty big hurry.
I probably backpedal a few steps just because I'm like, oh shit, there's something chasing them. Time to run away.
Lank's calling out, Will!
Bathwick looks shocked that your head is still attached.
And maybe a little disappointed.
Just a little bit. Yeah?
Lank looks at you a little bit warily and then just says, you alright?
Yes?
Alright. I'm gonna go back inside.
I'm so touched that everyone cares about me this much, but... That's so weird.
I'm assuming that someone's going to explain to Will what we saw. Well, actually, only the two of
it
us
saw.
It
would have to be Bathwack if it's not
you. No,
I just make a brief gesture toward Will, like, see ya, and I run back inside after me.
This is like the weirdest thing to witness. What? Why did they just run out? What? That's weird.
I'm going to run back upstairs.
Huh. Okay. Savid turns to you, Rafina.
This is Will, Savid. Will, this is Savid. He's a Dusk Elf.
Hi.
Hello.
He was in a bit of a bind behind some barrels of not beer. He was behind barrels in a bit of a bind.
He was in a bit of a bind. He was way behind barrels of wine.
So, what, was he fighting something? You guys were just fighting something? Why did you all...
And he was looking for a little heel. Sorry.
He's uncomfortable because of the ghosts of the dragons. So we're out here for a bit of fresh air and talk more
ghosts
about the woman
the
that he's seeking, the Vistana.
Oh, it's a girl. It's a young girl.
Arabelle.
She's, I think, 8 or something
oh,
like that.
Oh, no. Another
lost
kid.
In the woods.
Oh,
for
another kid.
I think we're a little far afield. There's many of us looking. You don't have to worry yourself with that, Rafina. You've done plenty.
I just want to know why she's missing.
She just has gone. They couldn't find her.
They couldn't find her.
Her parents, the Vistani she's with.
Well, didn't they just saunter out of Barovia, lucky assholes? Oh, wait, are you Vistani? Oh, wait a second. Oh, wait, Esmeralda's a mistake. Sorry, just kidding, Esmeralda.
Wait, just... Do you have a lot of missing children, just like other places around here?
The Vistani, I mean, this is not a common
occurrence. They're better at keeping track of their kids? Huh. Okay, good. Rafina turns to the cat. Cat, go find Arabelle.
What? What the hell do you want me to do? Just, like, go off into the woods?
You have a nose, don't you?
Yes? Okay. What are you... What? That seems like a shitty plan, Rafina.
That's okay. I don't mind shitty plans.
It's the only plan we've got.
I don't know if I'm really cool with that there.
Well, it's up to you, of course. But just so you know, there's some tuna treats at the end of that quest.
Fuck. God damn it. All right. Fine. Do you want me to stay with this fucking weirdo? Well, I mean, I'm going to head back towards our camp to sort of touch
base. Wait, who are you? You have to say Savid.
Savid.
Okay, you just.
I am Savid. I am going to head back to my camp. Me, Savid. That is what I, Savid, am going to do.
Does Savid to me still look at all, or is he completely healed by Rafina?
He doesn't. He still looks in rough shape.
Good luck with that. Go venture forth by thine self. I'm talking about
this. Don't worry. I'm familiar with these woods. I've lived here over 400 years.
Then
I think I'll be
all
okay.
Beat up?
Not familiar enough to avoid the twig tweeds.
The needle blights.
Yeah.
Well, that was I suppose maybe I was a bit too careless. I will keep a vigilant eye, but again, you've done plenty.
All right, why don't you just explain the point of you being in this Argon Voldemort house?
The point? I was seeking shelter.
Why is this guy here? Out of character. Are we supposed to do something with him? What would be the point?
He's carrying the recipe for needle blight tea.
He was put there purposefully for Rafina.
Oh, I've always wanted to try that.
Or maybe it's just supposed to be that
he's
we have
He's giving us
quest.
Information, because he's 400 years old. We can get lots of information from him. Do you know Strahd personally? Have you met him?
I've been close to him. I don't wish to be so again.
You've been close to him?
They were drinking buddies. I don't think that's what he meant.
Well, I mean, yes. I mean, it's pretty terrible. Terrible memory, but yes, I have.
When you say close, do you actually mean...
Not emotionally, I mean physically.
Oh, okay.
Certainly not emotionally.
Geographically.
Oh, so you're just close to him. Okay.
Do you know his weakness? How do we crush him? Tell us how we crush him.
If I knew, I don't think or my people would still be living here.
Wait, so your entire people were brought to Barovia, or you
No,
we have lived
here.
Okay.
And are now trapped here, just like everyone else.
And you've been close to Strahd before, physically close, because you were fighting him? Or because he just showed up like the dick he is, like he likes to do?
Well, it's a bit of a long story, but he, do you really want to hear it? Okay.
I mean, is it important?
One of my kind long ago, Strahd had selected to be his bride or his consort.
Wait, what?
But her brother did not wish this to happen.
Oh.
And so he murdered her to
Whoa.
Save her from Strahd.
Whoa! What? The brother murdered his own sister to save her from... Good saving, brother.
Well, he was coming for her. He was about to take her.
Oh my god.
She
so
was
I bet
already
he's dead.
Entranced.
Okay, wait.
I'm waiting.
When was this?
This was... That's a good question.
Okay, I no longer care.
It
now
was long ago.
And far away. Is...
Actually, I was very young. I mean, it was a little under 400 years ago. But yeah, so that happened, and Strahd got kind of mad, as you can imagine. And, are there any... No, okay. No children around. Yes, he had all of the female members of my race put to death.
Whoa.
As penalty.
Whoa!
That's pretty terrible. Wait, okay.
So you're like, wow.
Even though it was okay.
But wait, you have a child. Wait, you're after a child, though, so where did...
That's a Vistani child.
Okay.
We're, like, kind of... We're in the camp with them. His voice is pretty low during all of this, as if he doesn't want anybody to overhear. He says they're kind of protecting us in this land, but also watching us for Strahd.
The Vistana are?
Yeah. So we're kind of linked to them. That's basically the only way we are allowed to survive here.
What is the woman's name that Strahd wanted to have as his consort?
Her name was Patrina.
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 Well, I mean, it's probably not the best idea to go by yourself. I mean, we're probably going to head back to wherever the heck you're... Where are you going, Valaki? I mean, we might go back to Valaki at some point, but for now, I mean, you look kind of beat up. If you want to be with us, the more people, the more merry it is. You know, the more the merrier, and the more bodyguards I have, so I can throw you in Strahd's direction if he shows up.
Right, well, that's kind of part of the issue. One, it looks like you guys aren't leaving here anytime soon, and I do not want to stay here.
Did something happen?
No, this place is just, again, it's pretty certain that this is haunted by the ghost of Argenvost, and it was a pretty fearsome beast, so... But also, you all seem like you might be more likely to encounter Strahd than many others, and I don't wish to do that.
All right, great.
I encourage you to be brave.
Thank you. I will take that under advisement.
And I encourage you to not be stupid.
Thank you. I will take that under advisement.
Patrina. Okay, so do you want to take my cat with you?
If you want me to take your cat, do you want me to have your cat? I'm not sure.
I don't know what my cat is good for yet. I was hoping the cat could actually prove itself somehow.
Hey, shut the fuck up!
She knows all the swear words.
It's companionship, you bitch!
I love my cat. I just don't want to be ignorant of her powers. Like, I don't want to get to the end of the game and be like, oh crap, the cat could have, like, banished Strahd to a different planet, and we never knew. It'll be like the thing where the dungeon master says, you didn't set a guard!
Yep. You didn't use your cat Strahd banishment powers. Alright, let's cut back to Lank and Bathwack. Or at least, wait. First, Lank, you said you went back upstairs. It looks like Bathwack is not. Is that correct?
I wanted to peek in this other door on the north side of the bottom floor.
Okay.
Opposite the spider door.
Opposite the spider door, right. So immediately to the left as you walk in the front door of the mansion. Okay. So you can peek in there, and you see a wood-paneled den that has been ransacked, its furnishings tossed about. A cold, dark hearth dominates the west wall between two narrow windows. Standing upright against the north wall is a sarcophagus made of black wood with a queen's effigy carved into its lid.
What?
Queens.
That's weird.
All right. Everyone else is outside, and Lank is going upstairs.
Yep.
I'm going to make a mental note to check out that sarcophagus. And I wonder to myself if any of these ruined pieces of furniture are desks. And then I run up to the stairs.
I think we're secretly best friends and we just don't know it. That's what's going on. Or maybe just Will doesn't know it.
All right, so I'm going to run up the stairs and follow Link. I'll close the door before I head up.
All right, and you do see a door in the far wall, sort of directly across from the corner that you're standing in, but it's closed.
All right, so I'm going to just, while we're going up the stairs, I'm going to say, hey, Link, I peeked in that room downstairs. There's a strange black sarcophagus. I didn't really understand what was written on it, but we should check it out.
Okay, let's go check it out.
What? Well, you want to go look at Will's head first?
Yeah, we probably should. Just, I was hoping to find somebody in this castle who could help us, but all right, yeah, let's look at the head.
Okay. You head back around the corner towards the southernmost alcove. The curtain, you could have sworn that you had left it open. It is closed.
I'm going to open the curtain itself with...
Yeah, hang on. I bet you one gold piece the black cloth is still on, is put back.
No.
Okay.
I'm going to move the curtain with my pike.
Okay. You open the curtain to reveal the severed head of Will Pompeian sitting atop a pedestal. The black cloth is still puddled around the ground.
Oh my god.
On the ground around it.
Hmm.
Should have taken that bet.
I'm going to give Link a
good piece. Yeah, really.
Should have taken that bet. I would have.
Bathwack is holding out a gold piece to you.
No, I didn't take it. I didn't take the bet because I was certain that the thing was going to be down there on the floor. I mean, back on the head, whatever. I'm going to switch from pike to Warhammer.
Okay.
And slowly move toward it.
All right.
Like, ready to just smack the crap out of it if it does anything weird.
All right.
Weirder.
Just because he wants to hit Will's face.
You get a whiff of, like, you know, blood, like dried, you know, semi-dried blood. This head seems fresh. It's not like you don't smell it rotting or decomposing, but the head does nothing. It does not jump out at you or anything like that.
Can I cast Detect Magic?
You may.
I shall.
You get a very strong sense of magic from this head. It seems to be from this school of illusory magic.
Hmm. So,
Can I get you both to roll a perception check?
4.
14.
Okay. Okay, cool. What else would you like to do?
Okay, so we... Do you ever think to yourself, man, I wish I was more perceptive? Anyway, all right.
So, So I'm getting the sense that there's magic here, and that we are not, well, obviously we're not seeing what's actually here.
Right. Unless Will is playing a trick on us. But since he didn't seem like he was going to ever walk inside, I don't think he's been in here, so...
Yeah.
How about the staircase? You want to explore the staircase?
No, I'm going to push the head off of... Is it on a pedestal?
It is sitting atop a pedestal, as a bust would be. But instead of a bust, it's a separate...
I'm going to be there ready to just smash it. Yeah. I am not happy about this thing at all.
I feel like... this is not Will's head. I'm gonna slide the bust off onto the floor.
So like just put it like the side of your hand, or you?
No, I'm gonna use my sword.
Okay, just like the flat of your sword, just push on the side of it and to fall on the ground. Okay, all right. You push the head, and it slides across on this severed stump across the top of the pedestal, and it tips over and falls with a thud onto the floor. You feel a slight pressure on the side of your head, and then all of a sudden it feels like you just smacked the other side of your head on something hard.
Are you?
Oh,
well, we don't know that.
I don't know that.
You don't know that.
No, you don't.
Crap.
Oh, I'm gonna be dead. Yes.
Awesome. They're gonna.
This is amazing. Experiment. Drop kick it. Experiment. I dare you.
The head reacts as you would imagine a severed head. It doesn't like open its eyes or start screaming at you or anything like that. As it falls and thuds to the ground, now that your attention is drawn there, you see something lying against the side of the pedestal, on the side that it fell.
What? I'll kneel down and look. What is it?
It is a weapon. It is, I forget what the right word of it is. It's like, it's a weapon you hold in your fist. It has like a handle. And then like, if you hold the handle, you have this kind of like round, like blade sort of encircling your fist. That you would kind of like punch with to like, you know, it's tight close to the fist and like, but you punch, but instead of just hitting something, you have a blade surrounding your fist.
Mm. You know, this is just too close to Will's severed head. I'm not going to touch it.
I could sort of scoot it out with the plank.
I have a weird feeling about picking this up.
Okay. I trust your weird feelings.
Well, I don't know. I mean, there's nothing else to it other than it's a weird feeling. But
let's see. I'd like to see if we can find someone, because we've still got the two guys tied up outside.
Okay.
Which I'm hoping we can do something for them. So,
I'm going to cover Pompion's head with the black cloth again.
Now that it's on the floor?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Does Will feel like a blanket's being put over his head?
Oh my god.
He's too distracted by this sharp pain that's exploded across the side of his face. Nice. Which we'll get to in a moment. So you're covering the head with a cloth and you're leaving the weapon there leaned up against the side of the pedestal?
Mm-hmm. I'll make a mental note. Maybe we'll come back later.
All right. So yeah, Will, you're in the middle of a conversation with Rafina and this Dusk Elf when all of a sudden what I described before happens.
So it's like, it's really, really bad. Like I would grip my head and fall to my knees or something bad. Like
picture what would happen if your head fell from the height of a pedestal onto a hard stone floor.
And my body's not it's a hard thing to picture.
Like, picture your...
I just fell from that height, but on my head.
Mm-hmm.
Picture someone ramming you in the head with a piece of concrete.
Yeah.
Because like, that's easier. Yeah. We've all been there.
So relatable.
I mean, obviously he's probably going to cry out, like, ow! You know, like, what... And he's looking around to see if something hit him, and is probably... holding his head? I don't know. That's a weird thing.
What's wrong, Will?
Savid takes a few steps back.
Do you need me to heal you?
Does it still hurt? Like it's still throbbing as if someone really hit me? Or was it just
that
sudden,
initial impact?
And then it's and gone. It's,
yeah.
And I'm normal?
Mm-hmm.
So he's like, I don't think so. That was really weird. I was just super surprised about something. I lie, of course, as usual.
Savid is looking around at the mansion, and he's kind of slowly edging away from the structure. It's like, I told you this place is haunted.
In my skull? My skull is haunted?
I don't know. My brain
is haunted.
I'm sure that it has to do with this place.
I just had it was like a massive headache all of a sudden, and now it's not there. How does that have to do with this? I haven't even been in there. I didn't even go in. That has nothing to do with this place, probably, right?
You could go in and see if it gets worse.
Sounds like a great plan.
I knew you'd like it, Will.
Do I get any sense from the place? Like any weird foreboding sense from...
I mean, it just seems like a kind of spooky, dilapidated, abandoned structure. Hmm. It's that house you would maybe cross the street if you had to walk home. You know, near it, if you were a kid.
I jump on the horse and take the carriage away. Goodbye, everybody. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if I would go in. If this guy's so scared, does he look formidable? This Savid guy, is he muscular? Is he a fighter? Like, what does he look like?
If you were to guess, he looks like he's geared and more equipped to be like a tracker or a scout or something like that. Doesn't look like a brawler or anything.
I'm just wondering if I should gauge his fear of this. I mean, he's so afraid of this place. I'm like, why are we going? Rafina, are you going back in? Like, why are we here, really? Like, we need to... The thing said, return the Treasure of Bone to its resting place. That's why we came here, right? I mean, no, I guess some people came here for different reasons.
No, the bone got taken of its own accord, sort of.
Right, but we were supposed to get some kind of... I mean, we should get some credit for that, because that was in the cards. That's what Will's like. We should get some credit. There's apparently some kind of thing that will be given to us, or something. I mean, if you figure all the rest of the cards, we got something. If this dragon was returning this skull to its final resting place, is there a graveyard around here? Is there, I mean, like, where do you think, Savid, is there a, like, a resting place of for a dragon? Do you know anything about this castle, or sorry, mansion, or whatever it is? Is there a graveyard around here? Is there a place where a dragon would... The bones of a dragon would be?
Well, it was always assumed that the dragon was interred here. He's saying he's still, like, he's kind of heading north.
Hey, come back here. Wait, oh, you mean he's walking, like, over here, interred somewhere? Or is he just walking away?
Oh, no, he's just, looks like he's maybe trying to get out of here.
Okay, hey, you. Stop being such a coward. I have no idea what that's like.
There's a graveyard in back and a grand mausoleum. I mean, it was always
really?
Been spoken of that the dragon had remained there. But again, like I said, Strahd had sacked this castle after.
Okay, let's go get the guys. Let's go get the short guy and the tall guy, Lizard King and Beardy Face. Let's go get him, Rufina. Let's go get him.
All right, let's head back in.
Will's many skills are coming up with nicknames.
we gotta go. I mean, like, if the mausoleum is behind here, let's get out of this freaking place. We don't need to be here. Nobody's here. This is in ruins. Come on. Let's go back to the, you said it's to the back? Don't you leave. Esmeralda, sick him. I mean, don't sick him yet, only if he leaves. Where is it? Where do we have to go? He gets the directions.
Yeah, it's around, it's in the rear, sort of on the northern side of the rear, but behind there. And he points that way.
Mm. See, Rufina, I think we should get some credit. I don't know, maybe I'll just do it by myself, but I feel like everyone shouldn't be in there, no?
Well, I found this guy, and he feels really useful. I know he's like... straining to get away, but
yeah,
I think we can eke some more information out of him. Hmm. Are we going in?
I think Will will go slightly in the front door. He'll take one footstep inside the front doors and call out to Bethwack and Link to see. I don't know how far they got. That's he doesn't know how far they got, so okay. He'll just.
All right.
Hello, other guys. Where are you?
Well, you two, after covering up Will's head, where were you headed? There's multiple
I'm
doors
heading to
in
the
hallway.
Spiral staircase.
Okay.
The one on the south?
Southern or the northern one?
Oh, right, because now there's two. Let's say that I'm going to... I'll go...
You're closer to the southern one.
Yeah, I'm gonna go due west and to the stairs here. Thusly.
All right.
And
so
I shall follow.
Yes, as you are thusly following, heading due west, Bathwack, you can see over the railing, because you're taller. You see Will's...
he's tall guy. I can't even see through my beard.
Beardy.
Because I'm beard face.
You see Will take the most tentative step inside of a structure you've ever seen. And he calls out to you.
As soon as he gets in the door, I just want to shout, Pompeian! Get in here.
What? No! What? No! You come out! That's why I'm in here. Come out! We just found out that the dragon's resting place is behind this house.
Oh. Hey, Link, did you hear that?
But we don't have the dragon anymore, do we?
No, we don't, but don't you want to get credit for it? If the guy flew the skull over here...
If there's anybody here to give credit, we should find them first, because we've also got two werewolves we're trying to help.
But I'm guessing it's some kind of magic credit, like when you return the ring to that gravestone, you know, and it was like a holy light. I'm guessing there's a holy light back there, guys! Something good's back there.
I need to just add a line to your resume.
What?
Yeah, but just, then we
he's
had
gonna
to
add a line to our resume. Yeah.
We had to fight all the guardians then.
Oh crap.
Yeah, I'm going to go upstairs, but I'll be down in a minute. If you get credit, good. How are we going to prove that we did anything, though? The other dragon took our skull.
Well, that's your job, is to punch the dragon so I can get the credit.
Lengthlessly punched dragon. Like, confused, and then goes upstairs.
What did you say, Alex?
Oh, I just said, thusly punched dragon. That was the line I'm putting on Pompeian's resume.
All right, so you see Lank and his beard head along the railing and disappear into some sort of opening above you, Will.
And there goes Bathwack.
And he's followed, thusly, by Bathwack. Rafina, are you, like, tucked in there next to Will, observing all this?
Yeah, well, I'm hanging out with Savid.
All right, he looks like he's trying to leave.
Hang on there. We just need to pump you for a little bit more info.
Okay. He looks kind of antsy, like he has to go to the bathroom.
I think
whether he actually does, you don't know.
It's hard for me to refrain from commenting on it. I am Rafina, after all.
Will, in your head, you hear a Bernard. You're saying, what's going on? Where are you going? Where are they going? Are you going in?
I don't want to go in, but those are the people that smash things. And they're going upstairs, and I think...
You know, yeah. Bald guy and beard face.
The Smash Brothers.
Bald guy and beard face. It's one of those pictures where it's like two guys, you know, leaning against each other with their arms like this. But it's like me leaning on Bathwack's ankles.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But they're going upstairs, and they need we need them to. I don't know. If I forgot who I'm talking to. Bernard.
Mm-hmm.
I want.
How rude!
I forgot. Sorry. You know what? Oh God. If I'm going in here, you're coming with me.
Okay, let's go. We shouldn't leave them behind. They're the guys that smash things, but you're the guy that zaps things.
Oh, yeah, I do so much zapping, and it's very effectual. Thanks, bro. Thanks, brother. You're so complimentary.
He's trundling over towards you.
Ugh.
That is a great word.
I love
trundling.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Love it.
Agreed. Like a bed.
Trundling, just like a bed.
He trundled like a bed.
It's a very Douglas Adams thing to say.
It totally is.
Also because I feel like trundle beds are very British in my mind. But anyway.
Yes.
So, are you going in?
I think I'm basically going in to kind of chase after them. I'm not going in to, like, poke through doors.
All right. It's all about intent, right? Context.
It is.
You say that out loud. I'm not here to poke through doors. I'm following tall guy and beard face.
Yeah.
Whoever's listening or watching. So Will's headed in and Bernard is following after. You can control him, just, you know.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
What about you, Rafina?
I'm going to try to coax this guy to come in a little further with us.
I'm not coming back in there. I'm sorry. I know you've helped me a great deal, but I will not go back in there.
Do you know how to play the penny whistle?
No, I don't.
Would you like to hear some penny whistle?
Can we do it on the way back to Valaki?
Oh, my goodness. You really have a one-track mind, don't you?
Right now, yes, I do.
All right, very good, very good. Will, do you need any help?
Yeah, stand in front of me if something comes and hits me. It sounds like a joke, right? Yeah, I mean, I don't know. That guy wants to go. He told us where the dead dragon is. He doesn't want to be with us, so I don't think we can force him to be with us unless you want to talk to him or I'm looking after old number one.
All right, well, while you're looking after old number one, I'm going to look behind that curtain on the landing of the stairs. Can I do that?
Yep, it's a large tattered tapestry. You pull it aside to reveal a stone wall behind.
Oh, that's pretty exciting. Phew!
Whoa!
I always like it when it's boring, then I don't have to be dead.
Guys! Stone wall.
The wall falls on you. The tapestry is poisoned.
And suffocates me at the same time.
Oh, no.
It's infested with clothing moths. Ravenous, flesh-hungry clothing moths.
Ooh, all my beautiful clothes! Oh, I know what I wanted to ask, Savid.
You say to the stone wall.
This poisonous tapestry reminded me. Do you still, by any chance, happen to have the wedding clothes of Patria Nina Narina?
So do you run all the way back outside to ask him?
I'm yelling.
You from the landing, yell outside, do you still have the wedding clothes of this horribly butchered name of this woman that was murdered centuries ago?
I'll say it while I'm running back so that he has a chance of hearing.
Okay. You don't get a response as you're running back?
Oh no, he escaped, didn't he?
You open the door and he is gone.
No! No! Oh no. Oh, Will's gonna be so mad at me. Oh no.
I don't know why. I'm mad that you left me. That's what I'm mad about. Come back and protect me!
Oh! Alright, I go back in.
Alright, you go back into the foyer. It's empty.
All right, you people. All right, so I'm going to go up the stairs.
Okay. So, you've all headed up the balcony and to the spiral stairs and are heading up to the third floor of Argenvostolt, or second floor, depending on, again, what culture you're in.
Not counting the mezzanine.
All right, so I'll say this to Lank first, since I'm assuming you're the first one up. You get to the top of the stairs, and before you is a tattered black curtain concealing an archway leading to the east.
Lots of reveal opportunities in here. I'm just going to go through the curtain.
Okay.
You know what? It's like, you only live once.
YOLO.
So you head through the curtain to reveal a long hallway beyond. It looks like it heads to the left and to your left and to the right, or north and south, through openings, like an intersection, and then down near the end you see a few closed doors.
All right. Is back whack?
at your service.
It looks like he's coming with me,
at
so
your back.
I'll
back whack at your back.
Thanks, whack. All right. I'll take the right side, you take the left side?
Sure.
All right, why not?
Okay. So you get down to the intersection. To the right or the south, you peer around the corner to reveal a hallway leading that direction. You see a closed door in the western side, an open door to the eastern side, and then further on, it juts out into nothing. And just like the hallway below is exposed and shattered.
Is that on the right, did you say, is that like an opening?
There are two doors. The one on the east side of the hallway is open, hanging open. The one on the western side is closed.
All right, I would scamper on down.
All right, he's heading that way. To the north, you also can see that way. If you're looking that way, you see a ton of rubble and such.
Is it passable?
It looks like basically the roof over this part of the mansion has collapsed. There's sort of a 20-foot diameter hole with broken rafters bisecting it. The floor is piled with rocks, broken tiles, shattered beams, other debris. Beneath the rubble lie a sagging floor and puddles of rainwater. You can make it through. It's kind of difficult terrain. You'd kind of have to clamber over it all.
This place really is trashed.
But you're going to head south?
Yeah, because I said I would take the right-hand side, so I'm heading south.
And it looks like Bathwack is not going to leave you behind?
Not yet.
Okay. Will and Rafina, you can have made it to the top of the stairs in time to see them cut to the right and out of view.
Okay. So we're on the same level, you're saying?
Correct.
Okay.
You're at the top of the stairs where that black curtain is that he pulled aside.
Yeah. Okay. What do we do?
Guys!
I guess we need to follow them.
Oh.
Let's go!
I hate people!
What if we get another treasure? Guys.
I love how you're trying to motivate us using the only thing that would motivate you.
Exactly.
No, not like gold.
Guys, like... what if there's just like 100 desks we could wipe?
Full of gold.
No, I mean something that will help us versus Strahd, guys. Come on! Outside. Outside time. Time to
golden
go outside.
Letter openers.
Oh. Oh, also, I wanted to let you know I lost to Savid. Sorry.
Oh. Well, I didn't even know that guy. That's... I don't even know him!
Well, now that's all we'll know of him.
Yeah. Well, he helped us find where the dragon rests.
He was very useful.
Can I, if we're walking towards where they're going, mm-hmm. there's, you said that this place where the roof is kind of collapsed, would I be able to, and this is just a Will
yep.
question, would I be able to cast fly and fly the fuck out of here if something pops out from one
yeah,
of the
it's doors? A big old gaping hole. It's all like right, 20 cool. feet across.
Perfect. I'm so, good, guys. Let's keep going.
You have an escape route right there through that center hole thing. Lank, if you are heading down that hallway near, you're about 40 feet up from the ground. Just so you know, if you get near to any edges.
Okay. And
just so you know, the fall is going to be the least of your problems.
Spiders!
It's the winter that's really going to get you.
Nice!
All right, so you can peer through that open door, and you see it looks like most of this chamber there beyond has collapsed. The floor is strewn with rubble, falls away into the fog below. Again, it's still about 40 feet down. You can... head in there if you want, though you're not exactly sure how stable things are once you get closer to the edges.
All right. Yeah, I'm going to head in there.
Okay.
I'm going to open the door on the other side.
All right.
But I'm going to listen first.
Roll a perception check.
Whopping 7.
You don't hear anything.
All right.
But you can open the door. You're greeted with somewhat of a similar sight. Again, a room mostly in ruins, open to the elements. 40 feet up. Nothing really of note here. Looks mostly destroyed either by the initial collapse or the ensuing weather that has had full access to this room. Lank, you head in to the other side, you said?
Yeah.
Okay. But staying away from the edge, it looks like, based on your token placement?
Yes. Yes. I'm going to sort of skirt over toward this window, and then I can sort of look down.
Okay. Yeah, you can look out. That is close to the edge. That if you look down and to your right, you can see 40 feet below a ruined ballroom, and you see lots of big webs and spiders down there.
Oh!
If you look out the window overlooks the grounds below. It's kind of a little bit misty from up here, but you can kind of see into the distance. There's a wing, looks like, that extends further to the east. That's kind of would be to your left. You can make out the sides of looks. That part looks kind of intact. See some towers and walls and windows and whatnot. Not much of note otherwise on the grounds on this side of things.
Okay. I think then I would just come back and see what's in this room with Bathwack.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to start going around the corner over this way. So I'm going to walk, you know, back to the intersection and then head off to the east where there are two doors at the end.
Okay. You get there and you're met with, physically, you see Will and Rafina and Bernard
at the intersection. Will. Hey, Rafina.
Bathwack.
Bernard.
Bernard high fives him. Oh, I'm sorry. High fives him in the gonads. In the cloaca. I forgot. That's
yeah. Come on.
Oh, no. Just kidding. He's too nice. He would never do that.
This is touching, but I'm going to open the door.
Yeah.
So Bathwack's heading down towards the door. Will, where are you going?
Are you I'm just standing there watching them do this and being prepared to fly the fuck out of there. Seriously. Okay. I'm like, we need to go. I want to just check. Can't we just check? He's just trying to convince people to go and look at that area to see if the skull has been returned, if there's some kind of holy light, some kind of fancy pair of jeans that we get to wear and it has plus 1,000 protection versus vampires or something. I wouldn't even be able to wear them, though. Jeans do not go with my outfit.
And what about Rafina? Are you waiting with Will, or are you going...
I'm gonna... I thought I was gonna hang out with Will, but I'm starting to change my mind. I'm gonna start to follow Bathwack. Hello!
Oh, hey, Rafina. Hey, Rafina, do you want to trade holy artifacts?
I'll give you a sword back. Again. Oh.
No, I'm just wondering. I mean, do you want it? I have your sword. And you have the holy symbol of Ravenkind.
Yeah, all right, fine. Here you go.
All right, so I'll give you the sword. Is that what we want to do?
Yeah, sure. I was really hoping there'd be some water around here so we could put on the one that gives us webbing.
Oh, you want the ring?
No, I don't want it now. There's no bathtub around here.
Well, you never know. Here, I'll give her the ring too. So I'll give her the ring and the the hilt, and then I'll take the holy symbol again. And at the moment, I guess I try to put it in a pocket or something, but
I still have my little holy symbol, right?
Yeah, you have your own personal one, of course. Yeah.
Okay, good.
But I'm really nervous about losing it. Is there any way I can attach it to the chain I always wear around my neck?
If you wanted to take the time to try to make that happen.
So I'm going to take a cursory glance at it. Does it look like it's something I can do? And
just keep it in your mouth.
That's perfect.
Go wrong.
Yeah, I mean, it was attached to a chain before it was snapped by the weight of a dwarf. So there's a way you could thread your chain through it if you wanted to take the time to do so.
I have a pipe cleaner.
Yeah, that's what I'll do. So I'll step against the wall for a minute and try to attach it to the chain I already have around my neck.
Cool.
The one that has the waterfall shape on it.
Right. Okay. Lank, you said you wanted to check out the other room that Bathwack had looked in?
Yeah, I was just following Bathwack.
Okay. Well, he's headed up. You can see where he is there. He went back to the intersection and is heading west towards a few closed doors. So yeah, everybody's all gathered down there near the end of that hallway then, except for Will and Bernard.
As usual.
All right, so you could wait for him to fix up his holy symbol there, Lank, or you could plunge ahead, or however.
I'll let him do that. I'm going to try to get through this debris pile here.
All right, so Lank's heading up towards the debris pile. Bathwack, which door did you want to open? The north door?
The north door, yeah.
Okay.
We already established I didn't hear anything. I always sort of pause and check.
Okay, roll a perception check.
All right, yeah, 6, so I probably didn't.
You don't hear anything.
Yeah, okay.
So you open this room. This room has dark wood paneling on the walls that rises to a height of 3 feet. Above the paneling, the walls are painted with murals of religious figures performing holy rites.
Hmm.
In the center of the west wall is a tattered curtain hanging in an open doorway. 3 tall, slender stained glass windows set into the opposite wall depict figures in white robes with orange sunrises behind their heads.
Hmm.
Oh, I like this. I'm going in.
I could make this more cheerful. Put some throw pillows in here and make myself a home. Bathwack's new little hideaway.
I start, getting together drink wrappers and old straws and pieces of, I don't know, lint, and making myself a nest in the corner.
Yeah, I mean, upon closer inspection, you definitely think that the center window, based on depictions you've seen otherwise in this land, is the Morning Lord himself.
Whoa.
I'm trying to think if you would recognize the other ones. Yeah, the one on the right you would recognize as St. Markovia. Of St. Markovia's Abbey. And then the other one, I don't think you would recognize.
All right. Yeah, Bathwick takes a moment to drop down to a knee. And he touches the chain around his neck and says a quick prayer before standing again.
Okay. Rafina, are you following Bathwick in? Lank headed the other way.
Yep, I'm going in. Do-do-do-do-do-do. Is that who I think it is? I sit down on the ground because my curtsy fell over.
Aww.
I also say some, no, I don't say it, I sing it.
I'll help you stand up if you want.
Man, I really like the dragon that lived here. Too bad he's dead.
So you all to have a moment of reverence in this somewhat nice room. And Lank is clambering over the debris there. The first thing you're able to get a glimpse of is the room to your left, which opens up. It's a pretty large room. It extends all the way to the western wall. The wall you're kind of climbing next to is crumbled, leaving a gaping hole and a pile of rubble. Weapons and shields that once hung from the walls have fallen to the floor and succumbed to rust. You can see, closer to that other side of the room, there's a large wooden throne carved to resemble a dragon with unfolding wings. Hmm. And it's facing the wall away from you in three large windows. So you're looking at kind of the back of the throne.
Weird.
Hmm. Hmm. So he'd be facing the dragon outside.
Ooh. Yes, the directionality of that is correct. Hmm. Right in the eyes, not in the ass, or whatever. It's carved on the back of the throne.
That should be carved in Draconic so that I can't read it. I see it's in Draconic, and I assume it's something deep and profound and ancient. So I'm going to sort of scramble on in here.
Okay.
And one more time, say, hello?
And you hear from the throne a very deep voice say, go away.
Oh, whoa. No one is ever happy to see us.
And that's where we'll leave it for today. No one is ever.
Just once, it'd be like, it's a pleasure to see you. I've been looking forward to your visit.
Seriously.
I'm sorry the place is such a mess, but you know.
Oh, man. Wow. All right. Oh, God.
Did we record that episode?
Oh.
Yeah, I make him put it so that I can watch it so every time now. So
oh, very good. So, when are we recording next?
I could do Sunday, this coming Sunday.
That works for us. How about you guys?
Cool. I think so. Yeah.
Hooray. He's on jury duty. Not tomorrow, but probably he has to go Wednesday. I know. Yeah. We both got called 2 weeks from each other.
That's weird.
Yeah.
But that won't affect anything else. Unless he gets sequestered or something, but I don't think they would do that on a Sunday night.
The trial's all about, like, this murdered dragon, and, like, just to avoid any confusion, he's not supposed to talk about it publicly, so, like, he can't record this.
Nice.
Yeah. Describe, when you get interviewed or whatever, describe everything that happened tonight, but as if you experienced it, and I'm sure they'll disqualify you.
Last Monday, I fought a dragon!
I saw the severed head of my friend on a pedestal, but he was okay.
And I looked this dragon in the eyes, not the ass.
And it was at that point that you were disqualified. This man has no taste.
Yeah.
I'm the tall one.
I'm the tall one.
I keep notes on my shield.
and my dragon porn.
And the judge is like, you know, we were going to try this other case, but I think we should try you. Like, just right now.
You get priority.
Get out of the jury box, get into the witness stand. Actually, you know what? Skip it. Man, let's get this man to prison.
This is one instance where due process does not apply.
We'll fill out the paperwork later.
Thanks for listening. Please leave us a review on iTunes and visit porkfrieddice.com to find links to us on Facebook and Twitter. Be sure to join us next week to find out what happens to your favorite adventurers as they muddle their way through our demented mindscapes.